Who the hell is this guy?
This is like a trigger warning episode here.
We'll grab their crank and scratch their nards.
Do you see these gold rims? Do you see this? I'm a man of means.
Don't care what it costs. Don't give a damn. Now double it.
Let's exercise the demons. Let's kick the sad, sorry sacks right off the lawn.
People who show up late for work habitually.
This Jeep couldn't see over the godforsaken ducks.
You coming or what? I gotta take a piss.
Thank goodness for Duke. Otherwise, the year of would tank.
Take a big furry bite out of my naughty jungle of love.
You look like somebody from Fighting Federline that played the bass. Means you're a tool.
FYI, you're a prick. Shut up.
The old bass player from Fighting Federline laid more pipe than Huntsville Plumbing, I'll tell you that.
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots. Episode number 99. I am handsome Kevin. I'm along with the lover boy, the Puka Pimp, the one man walking Christmas morning. He's my ginger bear. He is my island boy. Tropic Al. Tropic Gal, man. You're looking a little, that beard's looking pretty straight today, my man. Pretty straight beard.
Yeah, I got straightened yesterday during the haircut. It's different for me. It's weird. I've got to, you know, go and do the beard wash where it will kind of tighten back up, get the curl back in it. You know? Yeah. But it'll do for now. I didn't take any length off of it whatsoever yesterday. Like, so it's like, I want to try something different. All right.
Yeah, it looks the more I look at it, the stranger it gets, man. Yeah. The more I look, I'm just like, yeah, no,
I'm just
you gotta
set like this.
Yeah, please do. No, it looks strange, man. You know, you get used to how somebody looks, right? You get used to it, and then you come on and the beard is. And don't get me wrong, it's a solid beard. You got a fine looking beard. I wish I could grow my beard out that long. I can't because my hair is super curly.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't work. It's going everywhere. Now your beard kind of looks like when I was growing my beard out and I had to straighten it.
Yeah.
And like you move your face and the beard kind of just a second behind you.
Yeah. Yeah. Got a tail whip.
Yeah. You got to get that fixed, man. You got to get that fixed. How else are you though, man?
Oh, well, the weather won't make up its mind.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yep.
You know, we're 70s, 80s one day, and then like there was places that had snow the next day, like flurries, freezing cold.
So you shut fun. You shut the state down?
We didn't this
okay,
time.
Okay, this time.
There wasn't like a blizzard coming, like real snow. You don't know anything about that, Kevin. So
I know. I know that I don't. Yeah,
nothing.
Yep.
You guys in Minnesota get nothing. But I had the cold front going through, but it has not killed the bugs or the pollen, which is unfortunate. So that is the misery of life. Is the pollen counts, the pine trees. They despise me.
Gotcha. Yeah.
They also despise I have a black truck, so it looks yellow a lot of mornings. That's fun.
It's not fun.
You go through the automatic car wash line because I got the membership.
I was going to say, I go through
the correct line.
I was waiting.
They wash my truck off. It looks nice and shiny again till the next morning.
I was going to say, why don't you just go back to your elitist car wash?
And you beat me to the punch. Every day. Yep.
Do you actually every day do you hit your elitist car wash?
But okay. I hit it multiple times a week. Like I really, there's sometimes I want to see, all right, what does this unlimited mean? Because I can put you to the test here.
Gotcha. Yeah. I was going to take my car for a car wash the other day because, you know, in the winter it's hard to do so because temperatures drop. You ain't running your car through the car wash. But it's about time. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Giant ice cube with your gold rims.
Not an ideal situation to do that. So, yeah, maybe I'll do that today, Tropical. Maybe I'll go to my everyman car wash for the people. Don't need a membership. You just pay the money, wash the car.
I'm just saying, when you go as much as I do and as much as things cost these days, it's more cost effective to do it this way. That's
sure, Tropical. Sure, Tropical. You keep making your excuses for your elitist car wash.
How much you pay for a car wash?
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Well, Tropicale. I know. I know.
My elitist. I don't care what it costs. Anything. Do you see these gold rims? Do you see this? I am a man of means.
No, man. So, like, when you go to my gas station that I go to here, it's one town over. I go up. I fill up the tank. I go inside. I talk to Pat at the gas station, man. Super nice guy. I like Pat. And every now, you know, in the summer or spring, those months, I'll say, hey, give me a car wash, Pat. And he'll say, which one? And I always say, you know which one? The top one. And so he gives me the top one.
At least I need the top one. Gold rims.
Well, Tropicale. Uh-huh. Tropicale. It's like why would you get like the lowest form of the car wash if the best form is an option, right? That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, we can get into a whole debate of evaluating what is included in each of the levels of wash, but I know that's beneath you because you just, yeah, that's
gold rims.
Gold rims. Yeah. So
I'm going to go wash those gold rims today too. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to the gas station. I'm going to fill up. I'm going to walk in. Pat doesn't work weekends, but they're going to say, is there anything else for you? I'm going to say, yeah, let me get a car washed. And they're going to say, which one? I'm going to say, you know, which one, the best one you got.
Yeah.
Now, you know what else I'm going to say?
Thing. Now double it.
don't care what it costs. Don't give a damn. Yeah. Right here. You see that? You see that car? Pump two. Best car wash you got. Yeah. Tropicale. You are the elitist car wash guy.
Do you like your Forester still, though? That's the thing.
Oh, I love
that
it.
That is a legit. Okay.
Oh, I love it. Love it. It is hands down one of my favorite vehicles I've ever owned. Nice. Easily. Yeah. It's ride smooth. There's still functions that I'm learning about it, which is kind of throws me off a little bit because, you know me, Tropicale, I just get in, right? Listen to my podcast or listen to my radio, talk radio sometimes. I go to work, I go home. Go to eat on Fridays. I hit the roads on Saturdays if I'm working a show. But you kind of get into like that mode when you get a car where you just get in, you drive it. So there's still things that I'm learning about it. My wife somehow has figured out how to open up all the doors from the passenger side. I still don't know how she does it. I can only open up the driver's door.
Which?
Yeah, pretty much. She makes fun of my horn on my car. She'll make fun of it. The first time she heard it, she's like, what is that? I was like, that's the horn for my car. She starts laughing. She goes, your car sounds like a bitch.
If I get to come up to Minnesota, like we will fix that. Put a train horn on this sucker.
Oh, that'd be awesome. You want to be in front of me? That would be awesome, man. You know I love trains. The other day, I was heading out to lunch from the office, and as I was getting into the car, I bumped the alarm button.
Fun.
It's hilarious when you don't know how to turn it off because it's a new vehicle. You know what I mean? Like you're still figuring. So I'm sitting there in my car, and what Malu calls my bitch horn keeps on going off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. I was like, well, maybe if I start the car, it'll go off. You started the car, it's still. I was like, this is not good. And I finally laughed. I said, you know what? She's right. It does sound like a bitch horn. It doesn't shut up.
Molly, I had no part in this conversation. I just want to be clear. If you're listening.
Well, Tropicale, that might land me off of a lawn or two. Why don't we use that to get right into it? Let's exercise the demons. Let's kick the sad, sorry sacks right off the lawn. Tropicale, the lawn is yours, man. Hit me.
Well, the past 2 weeks, we've hit NFL free agency. My birds released Grady Jarrett, which it kind of stung because he's Jesse Tuggle's son.
Mm-hmm.
He's played there for a decade. I'm sure it's some kind of restructuring. They're trying to recoup. They paid a backup quarterback $100 million,
yeah,
guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know, that's what That's essentially what's happened now, because you've moved on from Kirk Cousins. So you're trying to recoup some money. But I was hoping Grady Jarrett would get to retire a Falcon, like be a Falcon through and through. He does so much for the city. Like, I was super pumped when the Falcons drafted him. I remember because Jesse Tuggle happened to be on stage. Like, he's a fifth round pick. I watched the whole draft, by the way, Kevin. That's what real fans do. You know, You want some of that? Live. I watch it live, too. You're not a real fan if you don't watch it live, Kevin. But anyway, Jesse Tuggle was actually on this.
You know that? You are something else. All right. You get off my lawn. You know I'm right. Back to your Grady Jarrett, Jesse Tuggle, fifth round BS. But, I wish he was still a Falcon. Go ahead, Tropical.
I was hoping, you know, he's one of my favorite players. And, I always enjoy, because he was an undersized defensive tackle, but he could work it. Like, he was very tough, hard-nosed guy. But, like, Jesse Tuggle was there, like, with the fan. It was one of those picks they allowed the fan to make the pick. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he was aware of who the pick was. He was just up there, and this is someone, like, announcing the pick. And so she's, like, opening the envelope, and you see his, like, face pop up, and he's, like, fist pumping and everything like that, because that's my son. Like, he's coming to Atlanta. That's awesome. And I know Grady Jarrett, like, he's done so much for that community, like trying to do help, outreach, things like that. And he's not like I choose the words, like, not a diva about it. Like, if you don't support me, like, you know, meh, and right. you know, that kind of guy. Like, he's very much a, hey, if you give what you can, we appreciate every dime. You know, we want to just help. Like, it's a legitimate help thing. So yeah. I hated to see him go, so that could get off my lawn. That I was hoping he was going to get to retire a Falcon.
Tropical, they'll probably bring him back in a one-day contract and he'll retire a Falcon.
Yeah, most likely. But he went to the Bears.
I know.
Like, he's going to sack Jordan Love now more than he did. Like, he gets him twice a year now. So that's just that's what's going
to
be.
Yeah, we'll see. They're still going to play the game.
But the went to the Barnes & Noble, I forgot what we were up there for. Cassie was waiting on something, and we went to the one at Bridge Street. It may have been we just met for lunch one day, and that's closer to her office, so I had to drive across town. While we were there, I was like, hey, I'm going to look at some books. There is no rhyme or reason at the Barnes & Noble at Bridge Street as to how things are laid out. It's not, like, I mean, there's sections, but there's not like a theme. They're not in alphabetical order via title,
okay,
author.
Yeah,
it's just madness.
It's anarchy.
Yes,
it's Southwest Airlines.
Ask them to help. Well, it should be in this section.
It's the Southwest Airlines of bookstores, is what you're telling me, Tropical.
Yeah, that one is. Like, the other one, at least you could either, there's certain sections they'll tell you, like, the help there at the one closest to us is like, yeah, this section is by subject matter, so think this one's by author, like, you know, as far as these sections, okay, I can, you know, kind of peruse through if I'm looking for a particular author, if I'm looking for a particular subject, I know kind of how to find a book that I might be interested in.
Yeah.
The other one, just anarchy. Just anarchy. There's no rhyme or reason in any of the sections. I'm like, this is just, I don't even know what to do. Like, I don't have panic attacks. I'm having a panic attack.
I'm going to need a self-help book. I'm going to need a self-help book. Oh, those are the comic books, right?
Yeah. Where are the comic books? They should be here.
Here, over, over here in this general, if you look to the left and you don't see it, just look more lefter.
It was just madness, and I was like, this is the most frustrating I've been, because I was just looking for a couple of different books. I've been trying to do some more reading, just mental exercises, stay away from screens, so actually hold a book in your hand and read it,
okay,
kind of thing. And that's just, I could not in that store. It was like, you know, make you want to punch children or something like that. It's, just, it's madness.
Just see you standing in the middle of the store, books of every genre, just all around you going, you think this might be why everybody's looking at their phone right now?
Yeah. You think this is why you're going out of business? Nobody has physical media anymore? You think? You think?
Because you can't find it. That's why.
There was a Jeep. I text you. We went to Rosie's, one of the local Mexican establishments here in town. Mm-hmm. Met Cassie at Rosie's for dinner the other night. I had OG with me. And the parking lot is not the biggest, but it's decent size if you know how to park. And I guess this Jeep couldn't see over the godforsaken ducks it had in its vehicle because it was parked back in a spot. And it's one of these like super off-road with a bunch of BS all over it kind of Jeeps.
Well, it's not BS, Tropical.
This one is.
Everything on there has purpose.
Not for this guy. This guy had one of those like 8-foot jacks that I was like, this Jeep has never saw mud. Like that. Why do you need the jack? Because it looks cool.
But it could.
I drive a Jeep. You know. But couldn't see the ducks, so couldn't pull up into the parking spot. It was legit 7 feet back in the parking spot. To where, like, when I go to back out of my spot and pull out, like, I'm having to maneuver to get out of the parking spot because I don't want to hit another vehicle.
Of course.
But when you got that much arse hanging out of a back of a parking spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do better. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, when it comes to parking Tropical, I'm probably going to side with you every time.
Yeah. It just move the Jeeps, the duck Jeeps, whatever, you know, the Jeep ducks off your dash so you can see next time and well, pull into
see,
the parking
they can spot. See beyond the ducks. I'm sure of that, Tropical. I'm sure of that. Oh, hey, by the way, I know it's get off my lawn and I know we're kicking people off your lawn right now. Let me add this. Yeah. You know how much I love Costco?
Yeah.
You know what I love even more about Costco?
Their parking spots.
Their parking spots. Why is not every parking lot required to have Costco parking spots? They're beautiful.
You can almost pull in there sideways.
Yes. Yes. And they have those little like circle, not circle gimmicks, but like little areas that separate.
The buffer zones.
The buffer zones. Yeah. Give me the buffer zones in every parking lot across the galaxy.
Yeah. Yeah. No arguments there. I love when I see those parking lots. Like,
yes.
That. You've got that big space between each spot. So, oh, this is nice. If you could stay in the lines, everybody's got room. Imagine
it's beautiful.
That. What love a world we can live in.
It's a Costco kind of world, buddy.
Yeah. So, I did not send it to you. I want to send it to you, the video. But there's, on my Instagram feed, there's these wannabe jam bands. And they've got a video. They want to send you a free CD. But the guys are playing along. And you just look dumb. Like, just stop. Just stop. Like, you're playing along the guitar and you're just like, gyrating and like, making all these faces and stuff like that. Like, you're so into this. Like, stop it.
Why, Tropical? What's the problem?
You look like somebody from Fighting Federline that played the bass. It means you're a tool and you should stop. That's what you look like.
I heard the old bass player from Fighting Federline laid more pipe than Huntsville Plumbing. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Looks like the bottom of a prison scene. That's all I'm saying. That's what he. Let's get it to you now, because I'll save the last one for last.
Okay. Why? What's wrong?
Saliva is great, you tool.
Saliva is not. No, Tropical.
You can't
I
tell
know
the difference
you.
Between saliva and POD. Like, I don't want to. Like, here comes the boom.
Tropical. Is here comes the boom? Is that a?
That's a POD song.
Was it the saliva? Duke told me it was a saliva song.
It's not. I'm pretty sure.
Or was he confusing? Is there? Did Saliva do a song called Boom?
Yeah, they did just the click, click, boom.
And so, then there's a POD.
Here comes the boom. POD.
Okay. So, and that was the song that was in the Kevin James movie that I referenced.
Yes, correct.
Okay, well, that's not a big deal, Tropical. Also, you. It is. You and your
pay better attention. And you talk about the name Saliva, and you're in a band Fighting Federline. Thoughts?
What's up, Tropical, man? That was over 20 years ago.
So was Saliva,
and it was a comedy act, Tropical. It was a comedy band.
Uh-huh.
Golly. Uh-huh. Yeah, you Tropical, you know too, and you're just doing this to round me up.
Could have been dressed like a tool. That could have been the name of the band.
That's very funny.
Dookie Two Belts and
he was Dookie Two Belts back then. You know, Saliva's not good. You know they're not good.
It's fun. Just have fun with it, Kevin.
You know they're not good. And while you're at it, while you're talking about music, I don't know what the F Manny's doing online. Roasted me about AC/DC. Well, we didn't even talk about it on the Year of Duke and Rogue show. What the hell does that come out of?
He just appreciates the Aussies, all right? I put a note in here. Thank goodness for Duke. Otherwise, the Year of would tank. Like, I just put a note in there. Like, just in general, thank goodness for Duke. He holds it together.
He doesn't hold it together. I hold it together.
Sorry. It's what the drummers do. They hold it all together. Not the bass player.
We were the rhythm section. We hold each other together.
Yeah. Duke was carrying all the weight there, too. No, so he was. But I've got in all seriousness, Kevin. Kev, the Let's Go Machine.
Don't you dare do that to me.
Besmirch the great name of Lynyrd Skynyrd. How dare you?
All right, Tropical. I know that they're like effing deities in the South, right?
You're right.
Yeah.
And in the North, East, and West. Thank you very much.
No, they're not. No, they are not, Tropical. Don't like them. Never liked them. Never gonna like them. Not for me. Sorry. Just gonna pass. They did one song that I liked. One song. You know
what
the song.
What song is that?
You know the song.
Sweet Home Alabama?
Oh, no. Go after
Calm and Breeze?
Nope.
Give Me Three Steps?
Nope.
That Smell?
There it is. That's the one song.
I was just guessing ones. I was hoping you were talking about Tuesday's Gone. Like that, it is one of the prettiest rock songs.
Nope. Sorry, Tropical. They're not for me. I don't like them. Don't like them. Never going to like them.
I don't like you. That's
that's all right, Tropical. I know. I'm taking a whiz on a golden idol for you there. But yeah, not for me. Don't like them. Never going to like them. That's the way it is.
That's okay. That's I bust Kevin's chops. Like your own music, but listen to music like listen and give it a whirl. And if you don't like it, hey, that's part of it. AC/DC.
Of course I listen to Tropical.
That's great.
I don't just shut it down, man. I don't just shut it down. I take a listen, right? Like yesterday, my wife and I went to dinner. I'll tell you this right now. On our drive, we listened to Tool, Blind Melon, The Cherry Poppin' Daddies, Dean Martin, Louis Armstrong, Rage Against the Machine. My taste is all over the map, and I love a lot of different stuff, man. Lynyrd Skynyrd is not something I love.
It's just not ingrained to you. I can't wait to play some Dwight Yoakam for you the next
time. Oh, Dwight Yoakam, don't you start with that shit. Don't you go, no. No.
The last thing, what are you doing, AEW? If you watched this, I know this will come out Monday, so it's the past Dynamite, right? I'm correct in saying that.
Yeah.
What was that spot? And if you don't know the one I'm talking about, Adam Copeland and Jon Moxley had a match. I don't know if it's for the shock and awe factor. But Moxley, if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, if you're on social media and you follow any wrestling stuff, I am sure you saw it. But if not, They suplexed him onto a board with, it appeared to be a bunch of spikes or nails in the end of it. And it stuck into between the shoulder blades of his back. Like, that's where they, like, that was the spot. And I know John Moxley likes this deathmatch adjacent stuff.
Yeah.
And he's all the time willing to do that. I feel like that would be a time where if I'm Adam Copeland, I'm like, nah, man, let's not.
Yeah.
But the suplex took place on that, and it was stuck in his back.
Mm-hmm.
Why? On free TV? Why?
It is. It's hideous, Tropical. It's hideous. That's one that I get off my lawn, too. Yeah. A couple of things. One, why are they doing it there? Why are you giving me a title fight, street fight, on TV right after a pay-per-view? Why aren't you building this up for your next pay-per-view? It makes no sense to me. It makes absolutely no sense to me, and it shouldn't make any sense to anybody else. Now, beyond that, you get into the spot itself. It's disgusting. I don't ever want to see shit like that. I don't want to see it. Not in wrestling. There is a sect of wrestling that they do things like that. Keep it there. If I was a sponsor, if I was the network, I would not be happy with this. And furthermore, Tropical, the one thing that I always look at when I'm watching this stuff too, if I am a parent and right. I have an 8-year-old that wants to watch wrestling, and I say, go ahead, I liked watching wrestling, and my 8-year-old flips this on and sees a gentleman with a board stuck in your back, I'm probably not going to be so pumped about having my kid watch AEW anymore. It's not helpful. Part of me thinks that it's because of the lack of creative that they do these type of things in, like, desperately. You know what I mean? It seems, to me, it kind of reeks of desperation. We have to do something. We have to do something. We have 2,800 people here tonight. Let's do something. It's horrible, man. I saw it. It was disgusting. I don't want to see it when I'm watching wrestling. It's dangerous. Both of these guys are veterans. Like, whose idea was it? Why didn't somebody shut it down? Why wasn't there an agent? Why wasn't there why wasn't there somebody that said, hey, guys, we're already giving them a street fight on effing TV for the title. Why didn't somebody say, you know, this might be a little over the top? If you want to do it at the pay-per-view that we're leading up to, maybe we can do it at the pay-per-view. But we're not doing it tonight, right after we've had a pay-per-view, right after we've had a title match. You know what I mean? Like, what? And if you're giving away title matches on every effing show on TV, why in the hell am I tuning in to pay-per-views? You know what I mean?
Like, paying $50.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, man, it disgusts me. I hated it. Get off my lawn, too.
Like, you could have done, it's bad to say this, a more tasteful spot. Like, that could have killed him. Like, that penetrates your spinal cord. She gone.
Yeah.
Like, it, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Like, that's unnecessary. You could have done a spot like the, I do appreciate more and more seeing Triple H's work with the hammer.
Yeah.
As far as, like, the sledgehammer, like, using it as a weapon, make it look devastating, but at all times I have total control.
Yes.
I am taking care of my dance partner.
Yep.
I know the people that, you know, go to AEW and are still in AEW love the freedom they have, but obviously you cannot be trusted with all this, because that, what if you would have died in that ring?
Right.
What if that would have legit killed, like, you got kids there. You got kids watching probably all around well, not all around the country, let's be honest. But you've got people watching that a niche of a niche of wrestling fandom is who this is for.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, Duke's dad turned off WrestleMania 13.
Mm-hmm.
Duke lost it for a year because the Blood from a Stone match, you know, that level of bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
This is not and it made no sense to me. Like, you know, there's certain things that gimmicks should make sense. Granted, I know Moxley always likes a good street fight.
Yeah.
But that spot just, it was stuck in his back, Kevin. That's my biggest problem. Like, they couldn't get it out of his back. Like, and he's in pain. You can see that. Like, that's he's like, yeah, you got suplexed, a 200 plus pound man, onto some nails.
Right. What do you think was going to happen? He was going to tickle? You know what I mean? Like, be smart about it. Just be smarter, be better. It was aggravating, Tropico. It was aggravating. It was after it happened, I went upstairs to get myself situated for bed, and I walked into Molly's office, and I told her, I said, just saw about one of the most disturbing spots I've seen on a wrestling broadcast. And I explained it to her, and she goes, why would they even do that?
Yeah.
Why would they even do that? From my wife, who knows a little bit about wrestling, not a great deal, but even her, she knows. Why would you even do that? It's supposed to look a certain way. Oh, Tropical. AEW. Yeah. And I think my text to one of the groups I'm in just said, F AEW, F them hard. I almost just turned it off, man. Just turned it off. Like that swerve match when they needle him in the damn cheek.
Yeah.
I don't need to see it. I don't need to see it. You can do better. You can do more creative things. You can be better. Oh, Tropical.
If it's all shock and awe, it's just for shock value that's going to put you in awe of how fast they turn off the TV.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, they're coming up.
Never turn it on again.
Right. They're coming up to passing the amount of episodes of Nitro.
Yeah.
So, you know, when that happens, they're going to be all, oh boy. Beating their chest. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Look at how great we are.
It's funny, too, because I wonder, that'd be a good thing to figure out. Yeah, when they hit the same amount of number of Nitros, when Dynamite hits the same number of Nitros, how many total viewers they've had over that time period?
Yeah.
Not even close, buddy. Not even close.
My biggest thing, and I know we've talked about it a lot here, and we'll get off our AEW soapbox. You lost Cody, and it's like the governor came off.
Yep.
Like, there was no restriction in Tony's fig fed there.
Yeah.
There was no limitations. There's no voice of reason that people would listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And I know CM Punk is an a-hole. I get that. But when he was trying to be the voice of reason and, you know, he's the one that he's going to express his frustrations and things, and then you pulled the stunt you did, and I still fully believe that Mr. Perry was put up to going and confronting him and getting in his face before the match while he's standing there in front of Tony. And it's, oh, Tony, yeah, you gotta do something about this, man. This is not gonna work. This is like, because I still maintain, you know, after the press conference, again, you gotta be more of a professional than he was.
Mm-hmm.
But when you kick in his door, like, what do you expect's gonna happen? Like, them just sit there and take it? Like, you're gonna fight some actual people that have been in fights.
Right.
Yeah. you're a trampoline artist. You might get your butt whooped. Sorry. It went a direction. And again, I'm not shilling for CM Punk. I'm just saying that, like, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
I'll show for CM Punk. I always loved him. Always will. All right, Tropical, let me hit you with this. Driving home from Costco.
Yep. Leaving the big parking spot.
Leaving the big, beautiful parking spots. Actually, you know what? Let me do this one first. It was while we were in Costco. You've been to Costco. You love it. Yep. I love it. The aisles there are wide enough where you shouldn't stand in the middle of them, generally.
Correct.
Right? There's kind of a flow of traffic. Molly and I went to turn down one aisle, stopped because immediately, like, the lady just standing in the middle with her cart and her kids, and then, you know, Mr. New Age Dad comes walking down the aisle, because I just told Molly, I was like, we're gonna just turn around, we're gonna go back down the aisle, we're gonna go around, and once we're past, Mr. New Age Dad comes in with one of those hold the baby on the chest gimmicks,
Baby Bjorn.
Sure, Baby Bjorn. Looks like a douche. Total douche, right? Total douche.
I'll allow it.
And I go, all right, whatever, just going to walk around the other aisle. So I walk down the other aisle. By the time I get through the other aisle, the lady that was clogging up the aisle has left that aisle and now is in front of me in the crossing aisle on the other side. And I said, oh boy, this is fucking something. This is something. I look at Molly, and I'm just kind of standing there waiting. Just standing there waiting. Hip Dad comes back. He's found something else to bring to the cart. The cart's got wheels, all right? Stay together. Add the things to the cart while you're passing by. Now, there can be an exception. There can be an exception where you're like, you know what? I forgot to go grab the tomato soup. I'm going to go run and grab the tomato soup while you're in this aisle looking at socks, right? Sure, I get that. But don't be stationary and then have, you know, New Age Dad running around with this Baby Bjorn going and grabbing products. That bothered me, Tropical. That bothered me. Get the hell out of the way. So we go up, and it's a packed day, man. It's a packed day at Costco. And we're waiting in line to get to checkout, right? And it, you know, sometimes, Tropico, those lines can get a little bit long. And you want to make room. Well, Miss doesn't push the cart, and New Age Dad are behind us. And we're just waiting in line, right? Just waiting in line. And they act like we're holding them up. We're not holding anybody up. Nobody. We're patiently waiting in line like everybody else because there's still three people in front of us. It's not our fault. All right. Not me. So then I take one step forward. There's a lady in front of me that has just a cart, right? I've never seen a hand cart there. This lady had just a hand cart. I've never seen that before, but she has just a hand cart, a few items. I take one step up. And just to be side by side with her. I'm not going to pass her, right? It's her spot in line. I get that. I respect the line, right? Respect the spot, respect the process. New Age Dad and Mom that can't push the cart started pushing the cart really fast, really huffy past us to get to another spot. And I'm going, what the hell is your problem? You know what goes a long way, Tropical, in those situations? Because I figured that they were just waiting behind us like everybody else, right? Because there was somebody behind them also waiting to check out.
Right.
Just be aware. Just be aware of your surroundings. All right. They went huffing and puffing. Molly said, yeah, I'm not really upset about that. I'm not really sorry either. They held us up twice. Even after we said, excuse me. No response. All right. Take that attitude. Take it. Get off my lawn. Now on the way home, Tropical. Driving, there is a slow driver. It's fine. You can be a slow driver. We're on the freeway. I can get around you. On this driver's vehicle, that, mind you, is beat to hell, probably should have been totaled out. It's got a sticker on the back of a Tropical. The sticker says, I'd rather be sailing. I'm sure 90% of traffic and your vehicle also wishes that you were sailing and not driving because it looked like hell. Tropical, I'm on my way. I had to make I made a quick run at lunch for work the other day. As I'm driving, there's a driver in front of me. You know the type. They go 40, they go speed limit, they go 3 miles over speed limit, they drop down to 35. You know what I mean? You know them, right? You know them. I know them. I didn't get a spot where I could pass them. And then after
I can't wait to read Ted's entry. Just you talking like this.
I can't wait. I'm so excited for the next episode.
Now, and you've been behind these drivers, and it's, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you try and look for an opportunity to pass. And if you can't pass, you just keep on driving behind them. Now, at a certain point, I realized that this person definitely is just looking for their turn. Right? They don't have any type of mapping system in their car. They just are looking for their turn. Now, we come along a long left-hand turn, and then it straightens out, and he's it was a long right-hand turn, then it straightens out, and he's making a left-hand turn, right? That's important to this story. Come across, making a left-hand turn. I'm behind him. He slows down. I'm like, perfect. He found his turn. The car behind us thinks this is the perfect opportunity to pass us both as he's making a left-hand turn. Tropical. We were inches away from devastation right there. Inches. Because somebody doesn't have just a shred of patience. Just a shred. Yeah. Now, trust me, I'm as frustrated with that driver as the guy behind me is. But I'm not making some type of stupid decision that could alter a life. Like, that's silly. It's stupid. Knock it off. Just knock it off. Now, Tropical. Whoo, daddy. We already talked about dynamite, so I'm just going to leave that one where it is. I'm going to go back to the island, Tropical, right? My island boy. I'm going back to the Curse of Oak Island because I'm not done yet with Craig Tester. Nice. I'm not. Watch a couple more episodes. So they find these, what are they called? Survey sticks in the swamp, right? They find the survey stick. Right? And I believe it was Marty that said, we should get... What's the guy's name? Steve. We should get Steve. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Says to Craig, we should get Steve to see if there's any continuity here. You know what Craig does? As he's leaning against his shovel, he doesn't say, yeah, I'll go get him, or I'll give him a call. I'll shoot him a text. I'll see if he's on his way. Not Craig. Not Craig. That's not a Craig thing. Craig just says, yeah, I think he's on his way. That's all. You just said, we should get a hold. Marty says, we should get a hold of Steve to see if there's continuity. You're leaning against a shovel. Because I know I've only seen you use a shovel about 4 times in, 12 seasons? And you don't say, I'll get him, I'll give him a call, I'll shoot him a text. You say, I think he's on his way. How do you know? How do you know? Why can't you just pick up, at least fool me, pick up your phone and say, yeah, I'll see. Okay. It's like he's like, yeah, I think he's on his way. And Marty be like, you want to give him a call yet? Nah, my phone's in my back pocket. Ah, it's going to be too much for me. No, Craig.
I got to lean on this shovel.
This shovel is, if I don't lean on this shovel, you know it's going to fall. What are you doing, Craig? Get off my lawn and get off the island. I don't want to see you anymore, buddy. I don't want to see you. Last night, Tropical. Last night. And you know me. Sometimes I throw these phrases and sayings. I got to go. I'm tired of hearing them. Last night, Tropical, man, my wife and I, we stop off after dinner, right? I'm looking for Booker T. Anybody out there, Monday Night Wars, I'm looking for that Booker T. It's the last one I need. Got to finish building my Golga. We're make a stop to see, and we're passing the sporting good counter, and I see a man, and he is with a kid, I would guess, I don't know, 6 to 8 years old, somewhere in that range. And he is, you know the guy, Tropical, button-up affliction shirt guy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. You know that type. Not to really put, like, an entire group of people together, but generally speaking, those guys are all kind of like this. The ones that I've been around, at least.
The guys that wear those shirts that have never stepped foot in a cage but want to act like they have, that's...
Yeah. And this guy was just, he was just primo. Just painted and douche. And he looks to his kid, who's, like I say, 6 to 8, and he goes, "You coming or what? I got to take a piss." And starts walking away. One, I don't want to hear the "or what," right? The "or what" part of it doesn't, like, what is the other option, right? Because if I'm that kid and he says, "Are you coming or what?" I want to know what the "what" is, because I'm really interested in what my other options could be at this point.
Right.
And the "or what," there's never anything. Or what? Right, Tropical? I'm done with "or what." I don't want to know. I don't want to know "or what's" anymore. All right, we could just drop that. You know, you could say, "Hey, do you want to go take a piss with me, or are you staying here?" I guess is the other thing. Like, and what a weird thing to say. "Are you coming or what? I got to take a piss." Well, I don't get it, Tropical. So that guy clearly needs to be designated to somebody else's lawn. In the land of affliction button-ups, right? That's where he can go. And why would you speak that aggressively to a child like that, right? Why? All he's doing is saying, and the kid was clearly just, he seemed like a nice kid. Glasses, didn't say anything, didn't talk back, anything like that. You just started walking behind him, didn't say anything. I'm like, why? Why, Tropical? Why? You're a dad. I'm not a dad, right? You're a dad. I'm not a dad. But I got to believe, if I was a dad, if I was in a public place, or even if I was at home, I wouldn't look to my young child and say, "Are you coming or what? I got to take a piss." Right?
Yeah, some people should not be parents. That guy is one of them. I've learned a lot, because a toddler can push your patience beyond, you know, certain things. And I've tried to, you know, hey, he's just a kid. Like, you got to have that mindset. The other day, we're driving down the road. He opens the door in traffic.
Oh, okay.
Lost my mind a little bit. Like, the basketball coach voice came out real quick. Like, me yelling at a team to play defense. You know, ain't got nothing on my son opening the door while we're riding down the parkway. Child lock has since been activated.
Yes.
Didn't realize he's in a new seat now where he can just, "Oh, there's the door handle." Just reach it. So, yeah. But at the same time, like, that kind of ultimatum type stuff, like, or what?
Right.
I'm with you. That's...
And what is the "or what"? Like, that's another part that I'm hooked on. What is "or what"? Yeah, what is it, Tropical?
Yeah, I know it can mean a lot of things, but this guy clearly I want to say things, but I'm restraining myself. I'm holding great restraint, because anybody that mistreats a kid, regardless, you know, like, there's one thing of discipline, there's one thing of mistreating and just being a real prick.
Right.
And this guy was clearly the latter. But...
sure seemed like it, man. Yeah. Sure seemed like it. I'm not I'm not in on that. Not in on that whatsoever. But that's all I got, Tropical. That's all I got. It's healthy enough, man. Healthy enough.
You want to "let's go, Kev," or what? That's all of them all at once. How's that
you get
feel?
Off my, how about this? You get off my lawn. You can get off my lawn, Tropical. You know how I feel about that. That saying and that name. Yeah, you can take a big furry bite out of my naughty jungle of love.
Well, nasty note.
Well, Tropical, let's move. Yeah. Let's move off of lawn care here. We'll leave that to Johnny C. You got your loaded question, man. Shoot, Cowboy.
It ties in so well. It really does. So what is a random take or action that immediately or possibly inadvertently makes you judge someone right off the bat. The affliction shirt falls into this. Like, if I see that on you, I'm just like, I bedazzled jeans. You know, yep. On a man, it's like, yep, I put you in a different category here.
Yep.
Your favorite Ninja Turtle.
Yep.
Who, if you're asked that, that's one of those things. And then just in general, fans of certain teams. You've met Georgia fans.
I did meet some Georgia fans. It's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So are there things like that that, because mine, if you say something other than Raphael, I'm like, why are you the way that you are?
Right.
On the Ninja Turtles.
I hear you. Yeah. Tropical. There is a handful of things, man. There is
this grown man picking Michelangelo. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's, you're absolutely right there.
Do better.
There is a ton of things that automatically I go, oh, you need work. Let's start here. Why don't we go with people who wear sweatpants in public, out to dinner, shopping? Sweatpants are at home relaxing attire, or maybe gym attire. Those are the two things that sweatpants are okay for. Outside of that, see yourself out. Just see yourself out. Men who openly in public will grab their crank and scratch their nards, right? What the hell is wrong with you guys? Right? I'm a man, right? I got a crank. I got a pair of nads, right? I got big meaty clackers, right? I am not rubbing, scratching myself in public. It's unacceptable. Stop doing it. You know what's even worse, Tropico? Basketball shorts, right? Wearing basketball shorts out in public, I'm not for that. But a lot of the time, you get those MFers in their basketball shorts that are scratching their nads openly in public. What do you, stop it. Effing knock it off. Right? That's not a public situation, right? Don't do it. Tired of it, man. I hate seeing it. That is a huge judgment right away. If I see you out there just getting in there, just really itching, I don't want to hang out with you, right? I don't want to see you. I don't want to know you. I'm walking right past. Check you later, right?
Yeah, I got you a story for basketball shorts. So what if, and again, this would be better if Molly was on the horn, but what if you have a guy show up for a date in basketball shorts?
Well, I don't know, Tropical. I've never dated a guy. You?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's why I said it would be a better question for Molly.
Oh, for the female contingent, yeah.
Yeah, so Cassie, before we started dating, I'm not giving her a whole backstory. She had an ex that was a tool.
Yeah.
So she had, you know, a couple years, you know, she was going to just pay, not trying to find anything. This is, you know, I ain't going to get involved with stuff. Just happy. Well, one of her friends was always trying to set her up.
Mm-hmm.
And so made her, there was some bet that I was like, why would you bet that? She's like, I don't know. But her friend Tina made her agree to let her set her up, you know, either a dating profile or set her up on dates. Tina makes poor decisions sometimes.
Okay, gotcha.
Intentionally, just oblivious.
Right.
So she gets set up. Well, Cassie lost the bet and so had to go on like 3 dates from one of the gimmick dating site things.
Yeah.
Well, a guy that she's supposed to get go out on a date with calls her and, well, like, they're messaging back and forth and asks, hey, is it okay if I wear shorts? Like, it was summertime. Okay. Yeah. You know, that's not a problem. Just, you know, asking that, she thought it was a courtesy. Well, she's not quite ready when he shows up to pick her up. So she invites him in. But dude is in basketball shorts and like a ratty t-shirt. Like he just came from like pickup hoops or something like that.
Okay.
And she's like, well, hey, just have a seat. You know, I'm going to finish getting ready right quick and then we'll go. You know, kind of dude comes in, drinks her last beer that she had in the fridge at that time. And just sitting on the couch like, well, I just thought we could hang out here. He had some ulterior motives.
Right.
And it's just like, maybe you should just get out of here. Like, just go. Like, did not ask, by right. the way. Like, yeah. As far as I know, we are very close friends, mm-hmm. you know, and all that stuff. But like, I would ask every time, like, hey, is it okay if I go get this
right.
out of yep. your refrigerator?
Right. Right.
Regardless.
Yeah. And I think that that's the thing, Tropical, like, you get to a certain spot in the friendship, right? Yeah. And like, I got my buddy J-Bo, he comes over, you know, usually once, twice a month, football season, usually every weekend, but you get to a spot in the relationship, right? He's welcome to open yeah. up that fridge, get whatever he needs, right? Yeah. Cupboard, whatever. But I'll tell you this, sometimes he'll open up and be like, hey man, is it all right if I have one of these? Right? Because it's just the thing you do. That's what you do. Tropical, you come to Minnesota, I can tell you this right now, you are welcome in my house, man.
Yeah.
You are welcome. But I know that you're not going to walk right in, open the fridge, and grab whatever you want out of there and start chugging. Like, I know that's not who you are. You're right. welcome to, but I love the fact
right.
that you will say, hey, man, can I grab one of these? You know what? You asked? Hell yes, you can. If you walk right to the fridge, you open it up, you take it, start drinking. In my mind, I'm thinking, who the hell does this M ever think he is? Right? Who the yeah. hell is this guy? Right? Doesn't even ask? Not even an ask? You're welcome to it, but you didn't ask. And in my mind, yeah. that's burning. Another thing, Tropical, I'm going to drop on you that I judge people harshly for. People who use, whether it be in conversation, in email, or message, FYI. I hate FYI. FYI, not only am I judging you, but I'm kicking you off the lawn. For your information. That's the way it sounds, no matter what. For your information. You know what? Don't be a prick. All right, how about that? FYI, you're a prick. Shut up. For your information. Go to hell. I hate it. Another one, Tropical. Another one. Big-ass loud truck guys. Big-ass loud truck guys, right? Judged immediately. Immediately. Yeah. Big-ass loud truck guy. Like, I see you. I'm pretty sure I know a little bit about your kind, right? I know. I got an idea about you, right? You know what I know about you? You ant dicked MF-er. Loud truck guys, man. Loud big truck guys, right? And FYI, loud big truck guys suck. All right? They yeah. just suck. I'm sure there's some nice ones out there, Tropical. I don't want to bunch people together, but everyone that I've come across, oh, they can all eat a shit. Every last one of them, Tropical.
Yeah, I can tell, like, working for the military, like the acronym stuff, we get FYSA. Like, on a lot of, for your situational awareness. Instead of FYI.
That is like a more pretentious FYI.
Right?
Oh,
that's
no.
That's a big army thing. Like, you get a lot of emails, FYSA, like, for your situational awareness. Or you get a bluff, bottom line up front.
I hate that.
Yeah. You hate acronyms. I can't wait to text you an alphabet soup later.
No, man. And that's the thing. Like, I don't mind acronyms, right? I'm not opposed uh-huh. to them. But the FYI has always been one that just when I see it, when I read it, when I hear it, I want to punch. I need to punch.
Is that better than someone saying, just so you know, or worse than that?
Just so you know is okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just so you know.
I'm trying to forewarn you of this.
Right, right.
But yeah, FYI, FYSA does have some little pretense.
Yeah.
Little douche.
Yeah. There's that's another one that's definitely painted in douche, FYI. And, you know,
Trump. You drive a yellow Corvette.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to tell me you're a douchebag.
No.
Got it.
No. Yeah. little cars that need to take off at stop signs for no apparent reason. You're gunning it. Yeah, I'm judging you really effing hard. You got a 1998 Honda Accord with the wing on the back and you need to gun it. Yeah, you go to hell. I don't like you. Don't have time for it. Judging you there. People that don't say thank you when you hold the door for them. That's a hard judgment. I'm, oh yeah, yeah. Just it's easy. It's just common courtesy.
A nod. Just a, hey.
A nod. Yep. A nod works for me. A nod I'm taking as a thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There is so many things, Tropical. There are so many things on this list.
The people that you let over in traffic and they don't give you like a wave or, a, you know, some kind of.
Yeah.
A nod, you know.
Yeah. Anything.
Thing. Yeah.
Any, just an acknowledgement. An acknowledgement of the kindness, right? That's all I want. That's all I want in those situations. Golly. People who show up late for work habitually. Oh, there's one, Tropical. I'm judging every step of the way, every damn step of the way. Adults who wear Pokemon backpacks. How about that? Yep. That one's getting judged really effing hard. Real effing hard. You're walking around in a Pokemon backpack as an adult. Ooh, I'll talk to you later. I'll see you later. Don't need to talk. People with an ass load of bumper stickers on their car.
Yeah.
Yep. Judging you hard. That's what's happening there. Man, there are so many things, Tropical. There are so many things.
I'd rather be sailing.
Yep. I wish you were too, right? Right. I'd rather you be sinking. Right. That's what I'd rather you be doing. Oh, man. I could do this for hours. Tropical. There are so many things, though. Right. There's so many things that you see. You're just like, yeah, this is not for me.
This is like a trigger warning episode here of like, these are the things. How to FYI, this is how to push Kev's buttons, right?
Sweet mother effer. Man, yeah. there are absolutely. How about this one, Tropical? How about this one? People, right? People who need to drink, right? People that are like, oh, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to get some beers and we're going to do this. Oh, man, we can't get any beers there. Let's not go there. Oh, man, that bugs the hell out of me. I am judging you so ferociously. If you contour your day-to-day life on whether or not they will serve you a drink or get you a beer, oh, I hate it, Tropical. I hate it. That one's a trigger. Oof.
Yeah. I might have triggered Kevin a little on this one.
Huh? Oh, man. There's so many. Oh, yeah. Here's another one, Tropical. If you can't figure out when it's time to size up, how about that? And that one might be for the ladies. Also for the guys, when you can't figure out when it's time to size up, there's an issue, right? There's an issue there. You got to figure that out. I'm judging you right there. People who are rude to retail workers for no apparent reason, go to hell. That's another one. I don't want to see you. I might not even hold the door. That's probably not true. I'm a good guy. I'm still going to hold the door open for you. But I know I'm not getting a thank you, and I'm kind of doing it begrudgingly, if we're being honest. But yeah, people who treat retail workers like hell for no reason, servers for hell, like if you've got a service position, right, and you're treating them like hell for no apparent reason, I'm judging you. You are not my kind of people. Not at all.
Man, that struck a chord.
Oh, boy, I got so many of these. So many. And, you know, it's Tropical. I've said this for a long time. People say all the time, oh, I don't judge people. Don't judge people. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Every one of us does. Every single person alive is judging. Every day. You know why, Tropical? That's how you determine who you want to be friends with. That's how you determine who you want to spend your time with. You judge them. Judging is important. I made a judgment about you a long time ago, Tropical. You're a good man. You're a great friend. And I want to spend time with you, right? That's the judgment I made. I've made the judgment about a lot of other people that I do not want to do that with, right? I don't want to do that. So people, that's another one. How about that? People that say, I don't judge people. Those are people I'm judging.
That's fair.
I don't know, Tropical. I might have put hot order there for a second.
I might have
hit the gas on this subject, Tropical.
Yeah, really, really, it took me somewhere. I blacked out for a second.
Ooh, all right. Right. You got any other ones? Yeah. You got any other ones?
No, I am good. I mean, that's the thing of, you know, a theme to this show. There's a lot of stuff of discourtesy that we're going to look at you.
Oh, boy.
Did not know that's a good title for this episode.
What's that?
FYI, this is a trigger warning.
You pretentious dick.
Actually, FYSA, that's even better.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hey, Tropical. Maybe we should move on to something later.
We might move on to the mission now.
Okay, it might be a good spot for us to do that. We'll move on to the mission here. And the mission, everybody knows who brings you the mission. It's J&J Figures. You follow them across social media. It is at J&J Figures. Hit up their website. It's jjfigures.com. Man, buy with confidence. They got the new stuff coming in. It's fantastic. They're great people. They ship with care. Hit their Whatnot streams up, man. Hit their Whatnot streams. I wish I could get their Whatnot streams a little bit more frequently, but man, the schedule has been busy right now. But if you're like me and you can't make it to a Whatnot stream, you know what you can do? You can pre-bid. You never know, man. You never know. Throw your best number out there. You might be getting a notification saying, hey, they're shipping you a package. And when they're shipping you a package, you know what else happens? It goes out next day. It hits you quick, man. It hits you quick. Lightning speed J&J shit, man. I love the J's. Can't speak highly enough of the J's. Hit their website, jjfigures.com. Get some pre-orders in. J-A-N-D-J Figures, man. I love them. Love the J's. Good men. That's a judgment I made about them.
Yeah.
Good men, the J's. Where are we doing what are we doing for the mission today, Tropical? We've been looking at some real disappointing real
stinkers.
Things. Yeah, it's been a rough time here.
It's not been great. We've been doing the multi-packs of these original San Francisco Toymaker WCW articulated, the 6.5-inch figs. We're going to do one more today. I offered, as we were doing the pre-production meeting here to Kevin, I was like, well, this one is a 4-pack, but we only really have to review 3. He's like, let's do that one. Just to save us the misery and heartache and all these things that is involved. So today we're going to look at the NWO Hollywood, or Hollywood NWO.
Hollywood style.
Yeah. The 4-pack that is, if you look on Wrestling Figure Database, we are looking at the carded photo that they have here. This particular package has Hollywood Hogan, it has Buff Bagwell, the Jack, and Scotty Steiner, old Big Papa Pump. The first iteration, we'll go left to right here, as we typically would.
We'll start with Hollywood style.
Hollywood style.
He has the traditional Hogan look as far as these WCW figures, I will say, meaning he's got the shirt with the cut off sleeves, the open neck that he can rip easily, the bandana, the sunglasses. He has the black gloves, the black tights. This is, you know, I always say, like, well, it's not really fully accurate, the NWO on his chest, but the original NWO shirt looked very much homemade, if you remember it. It wasn't that what became the New World Order with the NWO. It looked a lot choppier. Is that,
way to put it? It's a great way to put it.
But this one has the NWO similar to that fashion. He has the black, I believe it's the Hollywood bandana on there. Can't fully see it from this photograph, but it appears to have a lot more writing than, you know, what would be there. I'm trying to find a loose photo as I'm talking here. You got the lightning bolts down the pants, which was a nice touch. Unable to see the bolts, boots again, loose figure. That's what I'm looking for, but it's the articulated fig. He has the mascara beard with the blonde Fu Manchu. it's harder to mess up Hogan faces if you get those things together. I mean, unless just the face looks distorted, but it looks like his from this photo. And again, as I'm trying to pull up on the good old eBay,
yep,
the Hulk Hogan fig here. He looks like he has a, you know, that kind of intensity, like the face, the sneer. It's not as goofy as the Goldberg we saw.
Right. And I'm looking at this one too, Tropical. I did find one of the eBay posts on it. For the Hollywood itself, it's a little bit less detailed than some of the ones we've seen. It's kind of a letdown. I'm okay with the shirt. Like you said, it was kind of more of a, almost a homemade looking NWO shirt when it first came out, which is okay. The lightning bolts down the side of the trunks they're very minimal. There's no detail on the boots, which is kind of a letdown. Looks like a big red knob sticking out of his back, which is always going to be a disappointment for me. The face itself, looking at it loose, it looks like it's more of a smile, which is a bit of a surprise. You still see Hulkster in this fig, right? I'm okay with the face for the most part. I don't see anything that I'd be super disappointed about in the face. It's just that, I guess for me, it's an overall lack of detail to the fig compared to what we've seen of other figs. Like there's nothing on the boots, just plain black boots with white lacing.
Yeah.
It's a pretty basic Hulkster, but the face for me kind of redeems it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And the one I'm looking at on eBay, I don't know, it may be the same one that I found. Like the beard looks to have been worn off
a little bit
on this one. Yeah. Yep. Whereas in the packaging, it looks more pronounced, more prominent because, mm-hmm. you know, he had the stubble that he put the color agent in there to give it that nice mascara beard look. Do you ever understand why he did that? Was that the signify the bad guy thing?
I don't know. Do you have any theories on that? No, I never thought about it. Yeah. I mean,
like, because, you know, the Fu Manchu was Hogan, so has it got to differentiate from Hogan, you know? Because there was times, you know, for the movies he was in, he shaved the mustache or he reshaped it into something different because he was trying to be a... He was trying to be Hollywood
style. Yeah.
But, you know, he wanted to be the movie star. One thing I do note on this eBay one, and again, it looks darker in the packaging. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the tint of the plastic on this particular packaging or if they did change the skin tone. The skin tone on the loose one on eBay that we're looking at seems a bit light for Hogan. Like it's...
That's a great point. I was actually going to mention that and completely forgot while I was looking at it, but it is a bit light for the Hulkster. Any era of the Hulkster, right? Just a little bit light on that one. So I'm with you, Tropical.
Yeah, I mean, I met him in the past year, and he's still tanorexic, as we like to call it. He likes a good tan. It's not the best. It's not the worst. I know it's Hogan.
Yeah.
You know, so that puts us at least a C. The face is halfway decent for this line. Like, it may be one of the better faces we will see.
Yeah.
I know it's the better of the Mega Powers that we'll see. That's for sure.
100%.
On this one. Glad we dodged that bullet for now. But the lack of detail on the boots, that you did so much, like with the Bret Hart figure. We talked about that last episode. With the Bret Hart figure, you did infinitely more detail. Yep. That it's kind of a letdown. I'm probably, just because the face is good, at a B minus for me. Like,
okay.
B minus to B range. And that it's being drugged down there because of the lack of effort.
So I think that I'm closer to a B minus just for me. There's not a lot of great playability on this one.
No,
you know what I mean. There just isn't. You're not really going to get to. If you got a Hulk Hogan figure and you can't do a leg drop, I'm going to be disappointed in it. And this is when you can't really do a real, I mean, you can still throw a leg drop, but it's just going to look goofy as hell. So yeah, I'm with you in that B range, but I think I'm going to go B minus.
I am perfectly fine with living in that neighborhood because it's not a good time, man. It's just not a, it's not a place to be. How about that? So we will proceed on with Buff Daddy.
Buff Daddy! Old Buffy so Bags.
Old Buffy Bags. You know, he's posed in the wrestling figure database in the packaging here with the right arm up, but he's got the closed fist. He's a rotate the trunk fig. I found him loose on the eBay. He is one that has the handle in the back, so the arms are going to swing back and forth. So he's just going to flail.
Rotate the trunk. Buff Daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. You can sub in whatever innuendos you need there. They'll all play here. But Buff, he's got a very generic face. I'm looking at this, you know, loose there on the eBay. He's got kind of the generic face. He's got the NWO collar on the neck, the armband there on the right arm with the NWO on it, the black wrist tape. He's got his left hand open. It appears he has a white outline that just has a generic NWO there on the tights with a little bit of red trim.
Yeah.
Nothing over the top. Generic black boots. I do like, as far as, you know, in this packaging, he is sized down a little from Hogan, but still has musculature. Like, you know, as far as, but not overly musculature, like where he shredded the Lex Luger, the Finn Balor type figure, you know, that we see nowadays, but like has the shape, because Buff was in tremendous shape. Yeah. No question about that. It's a rotate the trunk. The face is off, like the wrestling figure database, like looking at the one on eBay gives you the real story on the face, because this one's not as zoomed in on this.
Okay. You think that face is off, huh, Tropical?
Well, in the packaging, it looks better. In the actual face, it's not all the way there for me.
Gotcha.
And gotcha. I know these are San Francisco toy makers, so.
Yeah, no, and I'm looking at it loose myself. The hair, I think they did a great job on the hair.
Yep.
You know what I mean? The good texture on the hair, the great job on the goatee. And I'm not completely disappointed in the face. I'm really not. I don't think that it's a bad face. I think it's kind of in line with the Hulkster. Like, if you strip away the bandana and the glasses from that Hulkster and see what they do, you might be more in line to thinking that this buff daddy is a little bit better. I love the detail on this fig. The NWO, what would you call it, like a bicep? What is that? Strap? What the hell would you?
A band to enhance.
Band. Like when
you flex. That, like, yeah. That peak.
Yeah. And it's got the NWO on it. That looks cool. The NWO little neck band. That to me looks cool. The trunks, well, they're not super detailed. In my mind, I can remember him wearing trunks identical to this. I don't know if it was me. It might have even been on one of the WCW NWO video games. I'm not 100%, but in my mind, when I saw these trunks, I went, okay, well, that's a hit. I remember him wearing these. I like to rotate the trunks better than the button. The button, yeah. So that's going to be a positive for me. It does
camouflage much better.
Yes. And one of the things I thought right away when you see it in the package, from a playability standpoint, right away I'm looking at this going, oh, you can do the Blockbuster perfect.
Yeah.
This is a Blockbuster situation. So this is one of the, in my mind, one of the better figs that we've looked at from this line. Now that's, I mean, It's not saying a lot. It really isn't, because this is, you know, this is enhanced by the ugly chick standing next to it. But it's still a pretty good fig, and I'm more inclined to be closer to like A minus than I am B on this one. Like, I like this one a lot more than the Hulkster.
I was at a B plus.
Okay.
Just, and I'm looking, well, again, we're grading against lines. This buff face on this Jax Classic Superstars that I'm holding up for Kevin is just like, it's spot on. Like, I,
yeah. But Tropico, how many years yeah. later? Different that's company, fair. You know?
Yeah, that's fair. And that's where I've got to get my mindset on that. It's not a bad face. You throw this in a pile, and I see that NWO, and, well, I mean, even if it was just the dog collar, I was like, oh, is that a Buff Bagwell?
Right.
You know, that's...
is that Buffy Bags?
Yeah. I'm in the realm of B-plus right now, but I could be brought up to the A-minus. Is it better than the Jai? That's my question for you, because we're going to just recap him here in just a second. Would you say it is better than the Jai?
Oh, boy. I'm not sure on that one. If it's...
It's at least on par with the Jai.
Yeah, it is. It is at least on par. And for me, it might be a hair better just based on the detail. You know what I mean? Like, the armband and the neckband, I know that they're very minor, but they did it, and I remember him. You know, like, I remember him wearing it.
And you painted NWO on those.
Right,
you didn't
right.
just put a band.
Mm-hmm. The pants in my memory are, like I say, are accurate to it. And this is, like, right away, like, you can hit that blockbuster. I know with the Jai, you couldn't hit a chokeslam, right? Because he had closed fists.
Right.
Yeah, so I might be inclined to go.
He's going
to
take it up one
yep,
step.
Yeah, that I think works. I'm going to go with the Buff.
All right. We will go A minus. We don't have to review the Jai. We can hit the high spots of him because we've reviewed him already and gave this figure a B plus. Again, Jai and his singlet, boots, the textured hair. It's kind of goofy, but overall, not a bad representation. Like, you could throw that in a pile, and I'd be, oh, that's the Jack.
Yeah.
So we will wrap this thing up with the one and only Scotty Steiner, old Big Papa Pump here. Going to try to find a loose representation of Scott Steiner, but he is in his white wrestling singlet that was a staple of Big Papa Pump in his NWO days. I'm really hoping we get that Elite or that Ultimate Edition figure.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
That was one of the things that, of all the stuff that we, I guess, lost when the crowdfunding did not go through, on our WCW entrance stage,
mm-hmm.
the Scott Steiner was the one I was most disappointed in losing.
Yeah,
you know, there's the figure that they were going to release. Like, I was really looking forward to that one. I know they had, like, the DDP, the Rey Mysterio that Bill McKenna is obsessed with. You know, that he had to have it out multiple times recently. Oh, yeah. I think he released a Superstars and an Elite. But Steiner has the Superman logo on the side of the trunks, which is something
very
I do
cool touch.
Yeah. Appreciate. He's got the yelling face, because Scott Steiner yelled a lot at this time. Let's call it what it was. He's got some intensity. The only thing that I don't care for, but they've got some detail on the hair. Looking at this loose on eBay, but they've got some, you know, the waves in the hair and in the goatee as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is strands in the goatee. They've got the blonde goatee with the black stripe down the middle there from the soul patch. The face seems a little too skinny for old Scotty Steiner. Like, it seems a little smooshed.
Yeah.
This way. You know, yeah. It seems long, or, you know, too long or too skinny there. Body type. You could have, to me, just because it was Big Papa Pump, you could have sized him up. He's got no wrist tape, no, you know, any accent accent points.
Yeah.
And he seems a little smaller. Again, black knee pads, black, the short boots that Scotty wrestled in, you know. I mean, the Superman is the high end of the detail. Like that on each leg.
Yeah.
Is all I'm really getting.
Yeah. This is one I actually really like this one too, Tropico. They could have sized them up a little bit, but I'm not disappointed in the size that they have them.
You know what I mean? Like as far as structurally, but you could have put the bigger arms on him because it is Scott Steiner.
I'm with you there, but like he's still, I mean, those are pretty strong biceps there. Arms pretty good. It's a super basic fig from like a detail standpoint when you look at like the singlet, but adding that S, that's huge for me. All right, very, very nicely done. The face, like I see what you're saying, definitely smushed. Not the worst though. Like not the worst face. They could have brought it out a little bit, but I love the detail in the hair and the beard. They did a great job there. Neck seems a little long. And traps seem a little undersized, but I really like this fit. It's very I don't want to say it is kind of basic, but they did a great job on it. You know what I mean? I'm a fan of this one.
Hitting for contact is still hitting, Kevin.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Exactly, man. I think they did a really really nice job on this Steiner. Boy, it's not a buff, right? It's not a buff. I think it's more of a Jai type of a line there. Maybe a hair down because of the face.
Yeah.
It's just a hair. But
that neck, you pointed that out. That's the thing that's really throwing it off for me is that he looks like he's got the giraffe neck, a little bit of that going on, the way that sets on there. Had you shrunk that down and made him kind of... I think it would match because the way I'm looking at a different one that's less damaged on eBay, they've got him posed with both arms up in the sales photo. And that would be like where the traps roll back.
Yeah.
And so so if you just shrunk that neck down, just a scooch.
Yeah.
Just a scooch. You'd probably be, right up there with Buff, possibly even Brett. Because it's not a terrible render of the face.
No. And I think for like when you're looking at these packs, I mean this is a bad line that San Francisco Toy Makers did. But these are, as far as a four pack goes, I'd be willing to say that this is probably the most desirable four pack.
It'd be right up there.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you grading old Scotty?
Hearing you discuss it, some of the angles, it's how the photos are taken of this, make it, because the one that I looked at that was heavily used on eBay loose, the legs seemed like you didn't do anything, but this other one that I'm seeing where he's posed with both arms up, it looks correct.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's all about the angle.
Yeah.
It's all about the angle of how you make it work. I'm good with it. It's just a fuzz under Buff. I would go B plus.
Yeah, I'm okay. I like living there. I can live in Superman,
the
territory.
The effort of the Superman gave it just enough to take me there.
Yeah, not a bad fig. Not a bad fig at all, man. That is the mission. Everybody knows. Brought to you by J&J Figures. Follow them across social media platforms. J&J Figures. Head up their website, jjfigures.com. Hop in their whatnot streams. Buy with confidence, man. Love the J's. Good people. That's a huge bonus, for me and probably for anybody out there listening. You're buying from the J's, you're buying from good people. So check them out. J&J Figures across social media, jjfigures.com. Tropic Gal. This has got to be the best four pack.
Well, it's a B+.
Yeah, it's very good for this line. That's
it's an 87.5. That's a B+. That's
extremely good for this line.
That's surprising. That really is surprising. Yeah. But it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, they did well. They did well, man. They did well. Where's that bring us to, Tropic?
Well, we buried a lead earlier. We got into a question, got Kevin triggered, and FYI, we're doing a giveaway.
Oh, true. Yeah, good point. Good point. Yeah, good point.
We butchered this one. Whoops. Whoops-a-doozles. That's our bad. Next episode, I know we've had some submissions, some entries put in there. The next episode, we're doing what's, I guess we could dub a Lawnapalooza, where we're opening the door, opening the gates, so to speak, to let you onto the lawn to clear your own personal lawn. And you could submit the entries. We've got the posts there on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. You can submit them to any of those. You can direct message us. I try to at least respond or reply, you know, in some form or fashion to know that, hey, I got your entry. It's in for the lawn episode. But if you want to submit them there, we're going to repost the giveaway link and all that stuff, you know, try to refresh it in that. I'm going to post it in a few groups, but we want to do this to have some fun for our episode 100. I know we did it for episode 50. We want to do it for episode 100. We're giving away this Samoan Dynasty 3-pack, this Mattel Creation CM Punk, the Jazzwares Vault, the Brody Lee, the Big Rig figure. We've got the Street Fighter figures from the AEW line, and I'm going to throw one in. I mentioned it the other night when I recorded with the Turnbuckle Tavern. We're going to throw this 1 of 3,000 Will Ospreay.
Beautiful.
In the mix.
Beautiful.
And that's, you know, going to be, you know, have fun with it. Make it fun. We ask you don't do anything religious or overly religious, political, any of that stuff. We just want to have some fun, you know, take a break from the madness of this world and, you know, exercise those demons.
Exercise the demons, Tropicale. Man, I love it. I love it. I had a lot of fun the last time we did an off the lawn super show, Lawnapalooza, man. Episode 50 is one of my favorite episodes that we've done. This is going to be a lot of fun too. Get yourself some figs. Even if you're not a collector, right? You know a collector. Get them to a collector. It's a nice thing to do. There's, Christmas presents.
More than likely going to be autographs and other just memorabilia and stuff. If you like wrestling, man, we got you.
Yeah, we got it. It's taken care of. Zip it up, zip it out. Enter. Lawnapalooza. Lawn. I was trying to think of something else. Lawn related, Tropical. It slipped my mind. Lawn's giving. That's what the prizes are, right, Tropical? Yeah, it's a lawn's giving, yeah. Right? There we go. I figured it out. I got a little roundabout.
Circle
we got
back.
Yeah, I figured it out. With that, Tropical, why don't we get into a little trophy action, man? Trophy action. You are you in hot water? Are you in warm water? Or are you just hanging out, relaxing on the couch?
Man, it's been slow. I've really tried to limit myself. I know I've got a buddy that's looking to move his whole collection, so I've been restraining myself because I know he has some big ticket, big boy items in the mix here that, you know, I'm really, it's got to really speak to me. It's got to be a rare or something that I've been looking for. And there's not as much. So for trophies, I picked up 4 of the Knuckle Crunchers for OG. They had them on clearance. There was a Cena, an AJ Styles, Dom, and Ray.
Okay, yeah.
I picked those up. They were like $3 or $4 a piece. I grabbed those. He likes, we're slowly getting into wrestling figs, which is very exciting. And the Will Ospreay, 1 of 3,000.
Beautiful.
That's it.
Beautiful. Oh,
that was a slow light, week, yeah. But I am okay with that. I'm, you know, it's one of those things that I'm playing the long game. I have a chance at a Rick the Model Martell Legends figure. Like that's really why I'm playing this long game. That's worth it, right, Kevin?
It's worth it. Yeah.
That's the game to play. So
you ain't wrong, my man. You ain't wrong.
Yes, I am a model.
I did a little bit more damage than you did, Tropical. I got the the Hack, the Bulldog, and the Kane, Monday Night Wars. I need that Booker T, man. I need it. Don't care if it's a chase. Don't care if it's a regular. Anybody listening, please keep your eyes peeled. That's what I'm doing. I need it. Got to complete it. This has been alongside.
What is the piece of Golga you're missing?
Those are the arms.
Those are the arms? Okay.
Yeah. This has been one series that I absolutely fallen in love with. Not unlike the Legends. You know what I mean? Like the Legends and Monday Night Wars figures, those are the ones I'm always keeping my eye out for. And I think I said that a while ago, Tropical. I'm kind of sticking to the figs from, you know, yesteryear. It's kind of been my wheelhouse, and I am just kind of sticking to that. So I do got those. I got to get that Booker T. They did another Hogan Elite, or not Elite, Ultimate recently. Yeah. I think it was a re-release. Yep. I didn't have it, Tropical. In my mind, I said, you don't need any more Hulkster. Because realistically, Tropical, look behind me. Does a man need more Hulkster?
Well, apparently he does.
I guess he does. I picked it up, man. I guess I kept on looking at it too long. And you know what happens at Tropical? It's flying too close to the sun there, man. I got burned. And then last night at I found the Superstars Ray and the AEW Claudio. Now, I'm not in on AEW figs, right? I'm not getting back into that. But when you can get one for $6.
Yeah.
I have a hard time passing that up. Yeah. So I got a Ray. I think the Ray was eight or nine. And the Claudio was six. I went, that's it has to happen. Also with that Tropical last night, I noticed there was a reset at one of my locals. No pegs for AEW figs. None, not a one. Funny thing is that they still have like Series 1 Britt Baker hanging out in the clearance section. That's why there's no room for the figs there, Tropical, because they don't move. They just don't. It's unfortunate. So that's what they've come to.
Do you think that's why that Jazzwares has went with some of these, like making them the rare and the chase figs? Because the basic Nyla Rose, Rio, Britt Baker's, again, not besmirching the women's wrestling division, but they've hung on the pegs.
Yeah.
For years.
Well, so, I mean, if you think about it, Tropical, so has a lot of those exclusives, man. When they got, when you bring in a horde of like, hey, this is a Walmart exclusive Darby Allin, they just sit there.
Yeah.
Over. I mean, you see it constantly. So, yeah, I think that could be.
Because if you have one Darby Allin, you have them all?
Pretty much. There's no difference in any of the Darby Allins. I know there's somebody out there really, yes, there is. They're going to want, no, there really isn't. It's fine. Yeah, so that was, I don't know if, it is disappointing. Like, I'm off the AEW fig train, but at the same time, it is disappointing. You don't want to see them have no more peg space. And the only thing that I will say, if they're adding more Monday Night Wars peg space, I'm happy about that, right? Because that's what I need. I need those.
So I'll allow it.
yeah. That's what I need, man. That's what I need. But that was those were my trophies, man. It wasn't too, I guess, too active, but I did. I brought home a couple. I didn't do too bad either. So, anything else you want to touch on here before we wrap it up?
I just will plug the socials there. You can find, again, for the episode 100, when this drops, you will have till April 3rd. So roughly 10 days. I think when this drops, something like that you'll have 10 additional days to get those in. Cause we gotta have them in, gotta filter through them again before we read them for the recording. But you got till April 3rd to submit your lawn entries to be a part of the giveaway. Even if you don't want to be in the giveaway and you just got something to get off your chest.
Yeah. Just let us know. Yeah.
I got a list from Molly. Like it started off with Kevin, am I right?
Did it really?
No, it's just one of those things, though, that, you know, feel free to participate with us. Have a good time. We're here to have a good time with you guys, and we thank you. We want to do that as a giving back, but you can find it all on Twitter at TotsPod, at GBW Pods is the main show page, at EuroPod is the page for the Year of Duke and Rogue. You can find us on Instagram at GBW Pods, on Facebook, just search Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. I don't know if it's give us a like, give us a follow. You can find our merch. The t-shirts, you know, we may have to throw in one of those. I'll discuss that with Kevin, how we have to do that, because we have to order that through. But ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain. You can get the officially licensed Gorilla Brain merch that's got the Top Pod shirt, the Year of shirt. You know, that's enough shirt.
That's enough.
You need it. But and then just shout outs, Ted, Manny. Ted with the bird on his head, cracking me up. Ted, you are a treasure, sir.
I appreciate the
group chat and the fact that you got Dolly there on your head. Don't be teaching it no dirty words or anything like that, Ted, or things that Kevin would say necessarily. but Ted, Manny, we appreciate you guys. Dougie Nunya, Johnny C, the Jays, all of you guys that are doing things to make great. Shout out to Johnny C, who completed the 75 hard workout like this. Well, it is an intense workout program that he committed to, like, for 75 days. Like,
workout.
Yeah. Out of the gutter, Kevin. FYI.
I thought he was a lawn care man. Didn't know he had a film career. Anyways.
No, it's he completed it, which is a testament and a commitment that I'm very happy for him. I know it was a challenge. He was doing his exercise when we went to the AEW show together. He's like, "Hey, can you give me like 15 more minutes? Like, I've got to finish this. I don't want to restart again." Like, I think he had to restart it at day 6 at the first of the year, and so he's like, "I didn't want to restart it again," because he was 20 something days in. So, shout out to him, man.
Yeah, yeah. Attaboy, Johnny. See, attaboy. I just started. My buddies over at the Wizards catch live every Monday night. It's at 6 Central, 7 Eastern. It's Tony with the Y, the Brundlefly, Double T, KJG, and myself, Handsome Kevin, catches live every Monday night. You know, it's at Tropica. You know, Manny, of course. Hope you're doing well, brother. Regardless of your weird roasting of me. I hope you're doing good. I wish good upon you, Manny. MF for Ted, man. Love you. I always laugh. Every time I see anything come through from MF for Ted, it always stops me in my tracks. So I'm always like, I got to see what Ted has to say. Very few and far between, right? You meet people like that. One more thing that I harshly judge people on, no matter what, people that drive with their hoodies up. All right, that's going to be another one. I'm just going to slide that one in there on our way out the door here. And with that, be good to one another. Support one another. Take care of one another. Thank you very much, everybody.